You're listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a weekly pop culture nostalgia podcast. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez.
And I'm your co-host, Alex Mitchell.
Yeah, I don't really know where to go with that.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, this is the show.
I'm going in. Cover me, Porpoise.
I'm right with you, Red Green.
But I don't want to be a pirate.
Looks like Daddy's bringing home the barbecue.
These donuts are great.
I'd buy that.
Dodson, we've got Dodson here.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy.
All we had to do was follow the damn train, CJ.
It was me all along, Austin.
No! No!
Today's episode is about, what is it about?
M&M's.
Oh, shit. Okay, so, what are M&M's?
M&M's are, it's like very soft chocolate encased in like this brittle, like, candy coating thing. Yeah. It's weird because M&M's are a rip-off candy.
Technically, yes.
And it's weird to me that...
Officially, no, but unofficially, yes.
It's weird to me that it's one of the few times where it doesn't say, oh, it's similar to, or it's...
Well, there's a reason for that.
They explicitly say no. They're taken off of the British candy Smarties.
Yes. Well, that's the real reason.
Yeah. Because these were in the Spanish Civil War, another hot country.
I'm getting
ahead of myself here. They are America's most popular candy based off a British candy called Smarties.
Yes.
Not the kind we have, which are...
I mean, sometimes people get them for Halloween and stuff.
Because
they do sell them here.
I don't hate Smarties. But they're just a step above Necco wafers to me.
Wait, no, I'm talking about the chocolate ones.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never seen them here.
Really? Yeah, yeah. I've gotten... They're a tiny bit bigger than M&M's.
Hmm.
And the chocolate isn't as solid. It's a little bit softer. So the whole genesis of that thing. So Forrest Mars Sr., the son of Mars company founder, he had the falling out with his father in 1932. He went to England... to try and start his own confectionery business.
With blackjack and hookers.
Mm-hmm. So basically what happened is, what he says is he went to Spain during the Spanish Civil War.
Yeah.
And he said he saw soldiers eating chocolate-encased candies covered in hard sugar.
Yeah.
And from there he said it was a revelation, and that's when he decided to...
So he made it his own way, which is just copying the other.
But the real truth is when he went over there, he saw Roundtree of York's candy, which was called Smarties, and he essentially stole that idea.
So he made up being in the Spanish Civil War?
Oh, no. He did. He was. That should happen.
Okay.
It was just the part of, I saw the soldiers eating. It's like, he didn't.
He just saw it in England instead.
Yeah, it. You need a cover story if you're gonna like.
You need a nice story.
You can't say like, I saw some guys eating Smarties and I was like, I want to make my own Smarties.
Okay.
Yeah, and so then he came back in 1941 and he opened a factory in Newark, New Jersey, and thus M&M's were born.
Do you like M&M's? I think that's my question to you.
The truth is, I don't like normal M&M's.
Are there non? You mean like pretzel?
I like what the first thing you go to is peanut. What that's
peanuts are fine.
No, see that's the see. I hate plain M&M's.
Okay.
I like peanut M&M's. I like.
I don't mind getting them in like Halloween candy bags or whatever. Like
yeah,
like whatever. Like I'll eat them. To me, they're just kind of like a boring.
Yeah, that's always been my thing about. Okay. I'm gonna commit an atrocity here, or a faux pas.
What are we saying?
I also don't like Hershey bars.
That's okay.
No, it's
cookies and cream though.
That's different, and that's not chocolate.
No, well, but, it is chocolate. It's white chocolate.
No, but white chocolate's technically not chocolate.
What?
It's not made of cocoa.
What's it made out of then? Just sugar, butter,
and a bunch of different shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So here's the thing. When it comes to like. The American icons of candy, I do think a lot of them suck, except like gummy bears.
You don't like Snickers?
No. See, these, a lot of candy bores me.
Hmm.
Sour candy's different.
No, do you like hard candy instead of chocolate?
Like, I like Skittles.
Starburst,
yeah.
So you just don't really care for chocolate candy that much.
I prefer chocolate candy when it's like, that's gonna sound pretentious, when it tastes like real chocolate candy.
Okay.
Meaning it's made with real milk and sugar.
Oh.
And if you've ever tried,
so like the old school Cadbury bar.
Or another good example is
Like Nestle and Hershey's.
You know when schools sell chocolate? It's usually like Red Brick or something. It's like a different brand.
Oh, okay.
Those are usually or
kids outside of supermarkets.
Or it's like independent chocolates or like the ones that are sold to schools.
Fundraisers.
Those are fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like I love like fundraiser chocolates.
Yeah.
I forgot the brands, but like Crown.
I don't believe kids when they tell me they're selling.
Oh no.
Because I mean like. But, if you want to make a quick buck, that's fine.
But
I don't care.
As far as
I just don't believe.
M&M's go? No. So the history of them is pretty simple.
They haven't changed much, really.
No, it was started by Forrest Mars Sr., the son
the
of...
The name Mars is a cool last name.
Yeah, the son of a Mars company, you know, and so...
Brother of Kenneth. That's a joke.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm going to read off some interesting facts.
Bruno.
Because I'm be honest, the history of M&M's... is not a long one because it's just essentially
it doesn't change that much.
It's
over
a lot
time.
Of yeah.
They added new colors, took away some.
Here's some interesting things then. So the beginning when these first started, they were actually sold in plastic tubes. So if anyone remembers M&M's Minis,
and when I was thinking about this, I had that weird revelation like, oh my god, they don't sell those anymore. And it was weird. I feel like only 2 years ago I still saw them.
You know what's weird? Even though M&M's Minis and M&M's are, like, normal M&M's are the same.
I like the Minis better.
Because I feel like
The tube is cool.
It's not just the tube. Way you eat it feels better because it's not, like, a hard brick of
It's a chocolate. Small, tiny thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
And the tube, I think it makes that nice pop sound.
You know, it's the same effect as Nerds. I feel like if there was a Nerds that was, like, a big nugget, I wouldn't like it.
Oh, no, yeah. So, why would you?
It turns out plastic tubes that M&M's Minis come in today are very similar to the original packaging, which was a cardboard tube.
Yeah.
Now,
it's like a weird wax paper kind of thing.
Well, yeah. So it made them easy to ship, and it was durable, the cardboard tubes. And the reason is because during World War II, it was part of a soldier's ration packet.
Yeah. This is kind of similar to Coke, where...
And Hershey bar. Yeah.
Where it's America's candy, you know? So, it's America's drink.
So this is a big part of why... Okay, so a lot of our cultural mainstays in terms of confectionaries and, like these things.
They were wartime like treats.
They were also heavily invested in the military. So the military scratched their back, scratched theirs. And really without this sort of push by World War II, we probably wouldn't see a lot of the products we see today being as big.
Quick thought. My dad served in Vietnam. He was in the shit.
We've said many times.
And he had Coke. And I remember he said he had M&M's all the time.
Yeah. There are certain things that military people are given.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like it's a morale booster, and it's also like the idea back then with chocolate especially, because back then it was like real sugar.
Yeah. And again, that was Hershey also, where you always hear about the American soldiers giving a piece of chocolate to Danish kids or French kids or whatever.
So it wasn't until 1948 that they came out with the brown bags that they still use today. So that's why we're kind of saying, like, there's not a lot of change, because they introduced the bag in 1948.
Yeah.
And it's still here.
Yeah.
All the bags still use that same sort of technology that uses... It's
a paper, because
that's
kind of
glued shut.
It tears, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so another thing is... one of the biggest mishaps that led to them... So I should set this up by saying M&M's is the number one selling candy of all time.
That is why we're talking about... Most of these things that we're talking about are the...
Number one of something.
Of their respective field,
Either notable or popular or... So M&M's are the number one selling candy of all time. But there was about maybe... I think it was like 6 or 7 months when their sales dipped a bit. Steven Spielberg...
E.T. Fucking knew it.
Steven Spielberg wanted... M&M's to be in the famous E.T. scene where he's collecting candy.
And there was this stigma against sci-fi
at
that time, right?
Also, he allowed them to look at the script, and they thought this was going to be a major flop. No one's going to want to see this. So Hershey got wind of this, and they're like, hey, we got something. He's like, well, if I'd rather use Kisses. And they're like, no, we got something similar to M&M's that we're trying to push right now, which is Reese's Pieces.
Which I love. I love Reese's Pieces.
So
I love Reese's in general.
What happened is
that became a huge thing.
For 2 weeks, sales were up 65%, and over the next few months, they started to dwindle a little bit. Yeah. But they were ahead of M&M's. Eventually, M&M's took the marketplace back. But
so, like with that though, and we had this conversation on Plane Zero. Was he already like an established name at that point? Like, oh, it's a Spielberg film.
I believe so. Yeah.
So why do you think they wouldn't?
Because.
I mean, 1941 also came out around that year, too.
They also just probably thought it was kind of a jokey thing. Like, it's an alien with a kid. Like,
kind of funny how...
Yeah, you can imagine board members. Like, and these dudes are probably old.
And don't give a shit.
That's ridiculous.
Interesting. Okay.
All right, so here's another thing.
Will Byers likes Reese's Pieces.
Yes. that ended up happening. A lot of people just ended up loving Reese's Pieces.
Yeah. So I mean, do you like them?
Yeah, they're all right. I mean, I'm in general not a big.
Well, again, if you're not a fan of M&M's,
also the peanut butter tastes awful. But
so you don't like them then? just say that.
All right. So there's a stereotype with bands that's related to M&M's.
Yeah, I hear this all the time. I know what you're talking
about. Wayne's World made fun of it. It's the whole separating the M&Ms, and I guess this could also lead us to talk about
my mom and how her anyway,
so there's a mistake a lot of people do. I mean, it's not just your mother, it's a lot of people where they think like the different colors taste slightly different, or some make you horny or
they
aren't.
I did hear about that's also they said that the green M&Ms are a fucking aphrodisiac.
Yeah, which is bullshit. So This one.
Now I don't like the fact that my mom, and I read about that. Now I don't like the fact that the green is my mom's favorite M&M color.
Oh my god,
it's gross.
Oh no. Okay, so here's the thing. This what I'm about to say right now, it isn't part of. They didn't do it for flavor reasons. So Van Halen, people thought for a lot of years that they were doing it because they were stupid. That David Roth was stupid. Or that they're just picky. The reason they did this is on their rider. So bands, when they perform, have a rider sheet, if you're big enough, and it says like
things they want in their...
your dressing room or in the green room or whatever. They would always include M&Ms, but separate the brown ones. They want the brown ones separate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people assumed, like, oh, we're a bunch of idiots. And the actual reason they did that, and different members confirmed, the reason they did it is because... they wanted to know if people are actually paying attention to their rider, because the thing is, certain people in bands have allergies. Certain people in bands need something, or it's a case of, are these people actually doing the best they can? Because if they fucked up, then that told them, maybe we shouldn't perform here again because these people aren't up to snuff. Because
if they're not going to separate my M&Ms, how do I know that they're going to not... they're going to pay attention to peanut allergies.
Because you have to remember...
I get that.
Van Halen was one of the biggest bands in the world at the time.
Yeah.
When they were doing this. It's not like they did this at the start.
No.
So, yeah, that's a big thing.
In hindsight, because I never really... I always hear about this, too, that... I don't remember who it was. They want only this color M&M in their bowl or something like that. I hear about this.
Yeah, it's a kind of a joke thing now, but that's...
So, but... I get the logic behind
it. Yeah.
I get that. That's important.
So, another interesting thing is that they're used in health tests a lot. They're a good indicator for, like, eating habits because the size of them, the caloric content.
They are a training tool for kids to take pills, actually.
Yeah, they're
used... I never fucking did it because I still can't take pills. But
what?
I have a...
They're used in a lot of fields of studies. Like, and that's what's interesting. And also, for a while, this one kind of made me laugh. Google and them had like a not like the public Google, but I mean the Google offices, the headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
M&M's supplied an infinite amount of M&M's to them at any time they wanted. That was the thing. Well, it turns out employees were eating too many, so they had to make it up a certain amount now. They had to adjust.
How do you eat too many M&Ms?
Because think about it, it's like there were just bowls of M&Ms around the entire, like, headquarters.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere there were bowls of M&Ms, and employees were just constantly, that's the thing, it's... When people
You know what, though? I've never seen a bowl of M&Ms in my life.
When you see a bowl of M&Ms, like, at a party or something...
I've never.
You've never?
Never.
Really? Wow.
It's weird. When I go to parties and stuff, sweets aren't really the things that they serve. It's mostly, like...
Oh, really?
Wow. Party, savory things, like...
Like stews.
Cheese and crackers, stuff like that.
Like stews.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be weird. Here's your stew selection.
Or a buffalo chicken dip.
So, I mean... So here's the thing with M&Ms. There's not that much interesting shit. At one point there was a tan.
Yeah.
And then tan got
replaced by blue.
Because there was a voting competition. Or
why would you want tan?
It was the truth is tan was going to be voted out anyways because the corporate saw that tan is too close to brown. We need something alive in it. So they
blue's a good choice.
So they introduced blue, but they gave the public an illusion of choice, saying, vote for which one you want.
It's like one of those obvious, we'll let them pick, but we know where it's going to go. And
Yeah, and so there's that.
You have the characters.
Yes, there's various characters with different personalities. Red is a smart aleck Bugs Bunny type.
It's kind of weird. Well... voiced by
Billy West.
Yeah,
Bugs Bunny,
who did voice Bugs Bunny in Space Jam. Listen to Plane Zero.
Also, the Honeybee.
Yes, not currently the voice anymore.
So
it's weird that you have like this kind of smarky, kind of a grump as your main.
There's been mascots that have been grumpy,
but not that frequently. I think you know. It's.
I mean, when you think about it,
Trix Bunny should be grumpy, but he's not.
He's crazy. I swear there's a...
No,
there's an asshole.
Sonny is crazy. He's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I swear there's an asshole mascot. Anyways.
Now I want to think about this, but I know we can't.
The yellow the yellow is dumb.
Yeah, he's a bit slow.
That's his whole thing. He's stupid.
J.K. Simmons. Swole Jim Gordon.
Yes. The red... Okay, red, yellow...
Or J. Jonah Jameson.
What is the blues personality?
From what I remember, he was kind of like the young lad, newcomer, kind of nervous. Because his whole thing was that he was the crispy M&M.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to talk about these flavors later.
Brown is...
The current brown?
Is Ms. Yeah. She's Ms. Brown.
Yeah, because there was another brown.
Yeah, but she's Ms. Brown.
And what's her thing? She's just kind of...
She's a feminist.
Is that really it?
Yeah, she's like
huh.
Back off boys sort of thing.
Okay. And
Green is...
Sexy. That's yes. There. So there's this thing,
and that came after, by the way, the whole rumor about Green being making you horny.
Well, then they're just playing up to that.
Oh no, they are. there's been varieties, regular, obviously, but the regulars have come in varieties too. There's been minis, which you talked about. There's been mega, which is three times the size, and there's been the chocolate bar. Which. I don't know why you want that chocolate.
Fucking
chocolate
Reese's sells a peanut butter cup with Reese's pieces in it. Again, I don't see the point.
So there's been.
Have you had the crispy ones?
Yeah. Well, we'll go through this.
All right. Yeah.
So there's been chocolate, and by chocolate I mean normal chocolate, so milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and light chocolate. There's been nut flavors, so peanuts, almonds, hazelnut, peanut butter, dark chocolate, peanut, strawberry peanut butter, and strawberry nut.
It's a lot of stuff.
I've tried strawberry nut. They're fucking gross.
Spice and herb, right?
Yeah, spice and herb. So the spice and herb versions are mint chocolate, cinnamon, pumpkin spice. Oh, God. White chocolate, peppermint, holiday mint, gingerbread, mint crisp, pumpkin spice, latte, mocha, coffee nut, honey nut, and chili nut.
Out of all those, I feel like gingerbread might be okay.
I swear I've seen like two of these. There's been fruit flavors, orange, chocolate, cherry, raspberry, cherry cordial, and so on. There's been dessert flavors, which is pretzel, birthday cake, white chocolate, candy corn, red velvet, dulce de leche, and it goes on and on.
You're ignoring tres leches, which sounds kind of awesome.
I don't... Oh, there is. Yeah, there is actually that. Yeah. Pecan pie, wow. These would probably taste...
No, they probably don't taste good, but they sound good.
And then there's pastel-flavored ones, but yeah, there was also, as you were saying, crispy M&Ms for a while.
Yeah, and I think that was, besides peanut... Because my mom loves peanut M&Ms. That's her favorite. Crispy was cool. I remember liking them as a kid, and then they got discontinued for a while, and now they're back.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of candy things do that where they discontinue.
And then they test the popularity.
They do it on purpose, though.
I know.
Because once the popularity of this new flavor like dies down, they take it away a little bit, and they bring it back.
And then it sells big
like,
again.
I think Code Red went away for like 2 years and then came
basically,
back.
Basically, it's what Taco Bell's doing now with all their...
Yeah, it's like what Disney does with their vault shit. It's in the vault. It's
Disney vault is bullshit.
Well, no, it is, because these things get re-released anyways. So yeah, there's different varieties of M&Ms. M&Ms are... Much like we said with the taste, they're kind of boring candy. But they are one
but
of the biggest...
The but what is, what's
so,
up with
so,
that,
well, hold on. Let's... I have a few comments to read.
I got one for you. All right. That's one sexy M&M. They're talking about Danny DeVito.
Oh.
So, that's the other thing, too. Their advertising is kind of interesting.
Their advertising is better than their product.
Yeah. Okay, so number one, there's the Super Bowl ad, which had Danny DeVito... Well, it had the red M&M, who's a popular character already, becoming Danny DeVito.
I wish Danny DeVito actually voiced him. That would be a lot better.
Yeah, probably.
And yeah.
But, I mean, it's weird. It's that one commercial that's been playing since we were kids, the Santa commercial.
They do exist. Yeah. Last year,
they made a sequel, I guess.
They did, yeah.
It's a direct continuation of where Santa faints.
Yellow tries to save the day. He's stupid, remember this?
He fucks up the entire thing.
But then everyone's exchanging gifts.
He gives the gifts to...
The wrong houses.
But in the right town.
It doesn't make a lot of sense when you think about it.
No,
you think
Santa doesn't make sense when you think about it. But,
how dare you.
But the idea, though, is that he made Christmas kind of better because the... Because
everyone now has to walk out into the cold fucking snow.
And exchange gifts. It brings people together, but it's one of those things where, like you said, it's a very nice, heartwarming commercial for a... What?
Oh, God. I just remembered something really awkward that happened to both of us. Involving M&Ms?
We were at a class.
Oh, my God. Okay, you remember it, too.
Yeah, we were at a class. It was...
It was a broadcasting class.
That doesn't matter.
But, yeah.
But it was wrapping up. We were literally leaving...
We're standing around just talking.
And some guy walks up to us.
Who kind of was friendly with us, but was kind of weird.
But we didn't really know him that well. He tried to talk about stuff that we didn't.
It's interesting because you and I and another friend were just talking.
About what we were going to do after. I think we were going to get lunch or something.
And then he walks up to us and
out of the blue.
He doesn't say anything. He just stands there.
Reaches into his pocket.
And we're all looking at him. And he pulls out...
A bag of M&M's?
No, it wasn't a bag.
Was it?
It was loose M&M's.
Oh my God, I forgot.
And he said, anyone want M&M?
And we're like, nah, we're good, man.
And he's like, okay. And then he just pops out his mouth. It was very awkward and weird.
And kind of creepy when you think about it.
I mean,
he was being nice.
Yeah.
He wasn't being a creep.
He really loved Mega 64, though.
And the Duke Nukem Megadeth song.
Jesus doesn't like... eating M&M's because they keep falling through the holes in his hands.
Okay. That's kind of funny.
So, here's the final one I have.
I don't even know if I have anything.
Do you want to read one more before
sure.
Before I do something? Alright.
Danny DeVito is a gift to humanity. It's not really about M&M's, but...
Alright, so, Mars has insulated themselves from scandal by keeping their name away from their products. If a plant produces a bad batch of Milky Way bars, word of mouth would cause less damage against the name of other items. So, what the fuck does that mean? So, while doing research for this,
Quick question before you get into this. Have you ever had a Mars bar?
I have.
What are they? I've never had one.
They're, like, really generic, like...
Is it just chocolate?
Yeah. I mean, they're fine. They're just not special. They're bigger in the UK, but they're different in the UK. They're what we would call Three Musketeers here.
Oh. So it's kind of like a Wonka bar, then?
No.
Isn't a Wonka bar described as, like, having fluffy shit in it?
No.
I remember that was a thing for a while.
Wonka bars are flat.
I know they're flat, but they always...
But that's
anyways,
that's
yeah. All right, point. Sorry.
So, what did we mean by what I just read? Well, I brought up Milky Way. What the hell does Milky Way have to do with M&M's? So, here's the thing. You look at every major candy that you know of, and usually they have, like, Hershey, Nestle. They'll say what they are. Look at M&M's. And you have to hunt for who makes them, and it's the Mars Company.
Mars and Mars, right?
Mars Incorporated.
So what does M and M stand for? Is it just Mars and Mars?
No, it's Mars and there was another person attached to it. McLean. Huh. Is it McLean? I think it's Mars
and whatever. Mars. Don McLean.
So anyways.
They own a lot of
product. Well, here's the thing. When people think of M&Ms, they think of like, well, the M&M company or
like Reese's is owned by I don't remember.
Actually. I believe it's Hershey. Okay. So here's the thing. Mars is Mars Incorporated owns a shitload of candy. But that's not all. So, what we found
they own Three Musketeers since you brought that up.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I'm going to go into it's Hershey, because remember Hershey Kisses, the
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Yes, yes.
So I'm going to go into what exactly they own, and it's quite fucking insane. Yeah,
there's a lot.
So the Mars Company, Mars Incorporated, their original products are, I'll just go through the main one, because there's way too fucking many. Yeah. So Mars owns Wrigley, first of all, and Wrigley owns the following: Freedent, Wrigley Spearmint, Double Mint, Big Red, Hubba Bubba, Five Gum, XL, Juicy Fruit, Extra, and Orbit.
You forgot Five Gum.
I said Five Gum.
I didn't hear you say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so.
Okay, cool.
So here's the thing. All these gums I just listed are what most people think of as different brands.
Mm-hmm.
They think of these as like, well, Juicy Fruit Musk couldn't like compete against Big Red. And,
no.
Or Orbit. Like, Orbit came out of nowhere, and it seemed like, oh man, it's like the new hot gum.
I liked Orbit for a while.
Well, it turns out all these gums are made by Wrigley, which is owned by Mars. Now, Wrigley, which is owned by Mars, also makes Lifesavers,
mm-hmm.
Starburst, Skittles, and Altoids.
Spearmint.
Lifesavers. Yeah, I said Lifesavers.
I didn't hear you say Lifesavers.
You're not, like, listening.
Gummy Savers too, by extension.
Yeah, so pretty much, so I'm listing just the main things off right now. So here's the thing. If you look at any of these products, the gums will likely say Wrigley's on them.
Mm-hmm.
They will. The Mars Indica is hidden. Like, within the labeling, no one reads.
Yeah.
Same thing with Starburst, Lifesavers, and Skittles, and Altoids. All owned by the Mars Corporation. So M&M's and Skittles, everyone likes to always pit them against each other. Because they're a similar shape, and the similar packaging. Well, guess what? They're both made by Mars.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting one: Uncle Ben's Rice.
Yeah.
Also
combos, those little snacks filled with cheese or pepperoni sauce.
So they also own, of course, Mars Bars, M&M's, Milky Way, Snickers, Maltesers. They're those malt balls.
Yeah.
Dove, Bounty, and Twix. These major chocolate brands.
Yeah.
Now, so here's the thing. When people are seeing these chocolates and when they see commercials for them, they look like competitors, and they're done like that for a reason. Almost every other chocolate company or like sweet company likes to create this illusion that like these are all our products. Well, Mars took a different approach, because to them it's like, if everyone sees these as separate projects, if one fails, the whole company doesn't fail. The whole company won't look bad. So if Mars releases something that doesn't do too well, well, it's not on Mars, because no one really cares about the Mars branding. In fact, most people don't even know that Mars is a company.
Yeah, exactly.
Mars is pretty unknown.
I mean, the extent of it is like what you were saying. Snickers makes Snickers, you know?
Yeah, so here's the weirdest thing about it, though. They own, go to your local pet store or pet section in like any store.
Mm-hmm.
They own Pedigree. They own Whiskas. They own Spellers, Sheba, Royal Can, Natura, Optimum, Pill Pockets, Schmackos, Teaser, like, yeah.
So the thing, basically go to PetSmart. And this is because
that's where they own Banfield, the pet hospital.
The pet hospitals that PetSmart has are always Banfield. And
yes,
if you ever notice when you, if say you're taking your puppy to like puppy training, they will always use Neutro. Yeah. Neutro is the one that they use, because I remember, because when I took my dog there, that's what they had him use.
Yeah.
Whenever they need to feed him pills or use them pill pockets, they tend to. It's and like you were saying, the competing thing that you were saying, they own Pedigree, right?
Yes.
So over at this PetSmart just down the street, I suggested, oh, maybe I should get my dog, you know, Pedigree.
Yeah.
And they instantly said, oh, no, that's the McDonald's of dog foods. You might want to try Neutro. And knowing that they own both is kind of funny.
Because
it's, I know.
Yeah, it's...
So it's funny to me, they put down their own product to sell the other.
No, see, here's the interesting thing. Because no one knows really
exactly
about Mars, and because it's not branded everywhere, no one's going to think it's fucking weird. Like people would think it's weird that, like, why is the people who make Snickers and M&M's selling dog food? Does it taste like dog food?
Yeah.
What's going... Like, here's the other thing. They also own VCA Inc., which is an animal hospital chain.
Hmm.
Blue Pearl, which is emergency and specialty clinics. Abaxis, which is a veterinary laboratory. Sound, which is veterinary imaging, and Wisdom Panel, which is pet DNA testing.
That's kind
of
creepy.
They have a huge corner of the pet market.
Hmm.
It's like, it's fucking insane. Yeah. So
see, because like Disney owns a lot of different like film studios and shit.
Yeah,
but to me, that's like I understand the concern for that.
This is a candy company
owning pet DNA, like, it's weird. That's weird.
Like Galaxy Bar and stuff, which is more popular in the UK.
Yeah.
They own that. Kudos, they own that.
And they're called Minstrels, too, over there.
Bubble Tape, they own that.
They own Bubble Tape?
They own Bubble Tape.
Bubble Tape is awesome.
Yeah, Bubble Tape and Hubba Bubba, the Fun Gums, both own.
Is Hubba Bubba the ones that are, like, little squares?
Yes.
Okay.
Is
that, and that's the one that comes with the comics, right?
No, it's Bazooka Joe.
Is anyone reading those?
I don't think so. So they also own more pet stuff. Advance, the Advance brand.
I know the Advance
brand. Aquarium Pharmaceuticals, Buckeye Nutrition, Caesar, Chappie, Dreamies, Frolic, Good-O, Greenies, Iams. The Iams. Okay, so really? I always thought Iams and like Pedigree
were like fucking like it's like Vegeta and Goku or something.
I always thought it was competition.
Yeah. Nope.
Kitty Cat.
Do they own Blue Buffalo?
No, they don't.
Okay, see, that would blow my mind. If they own Blue Buffalo.
Yeah, like, they own a shitload. But that's not the crazy part. The crazy part is that there are 10 companies that own everything, pretty much, in terms of...
everything.
What's sold in the supermarkets, which... which I found out, and it's kind of scary. So the 10 companies, the big 10, these are essentially the captains of industry. This is like,
because you were telling me captains of industry are dead, and that's not a thing anymore.
But so okay, for a little bit of history,
captains of
industry. Teddy Roosevelt, broke up monopolies. He was a monopoly buster.
Yeah, he hated that shit.
He completely destroyed the idea that Carnegie owned like all the steel. That everything belonged to one... And captain's industry was a term used for certain men in different industries who owned a corner of it.
Idea was that if you own all of it, it's not fair for, like, other... like number one, it's not fair to consumers because you can basically control the
There's no regulations. Yeah. People can get charged whatever the fuck. It's essentially... It's evil. It's capitalism run amok.
Yeah.
So Teddy Roosevelt busted this shit up. That was the big industries. That was like wood, steel,
oil.
Yeah. This stuff. I mean, technically now it's that's kind of back through loopholes, but whatever. Here are the 10 that run the supermarket industry or whatever the fuck you
basically,
call it.
Basically, if you're, there's a good chance that you're not going buying local produce and, you know, buying from farms and all that.
Yeah.
Chances are you don't live in that kind of situation. You have to go to
all the brands. Yeah. All the brands are owned by. So Mars, we've already figured out.
Okay.
Kellogg's, General Mills, PepsiCo, Coca-Cola, Kraft, Nestle, Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, and Unilever. So.
What's Unilever?
Let's go through these then. Kellogg's. What does Kellogg's own?
Obviously, your first thought is cereal.
So, there's probably more. I'm going to list the most basic ones just for time's sake.
Yeah.
So, Kellogg's. Corn Flakes, Special K, Moose Licks, Crispix, Fruit Loops, Bran Flakes, Apple Jacks, Raisin Bran, Pops, Frosted Flakes, Vector, Rice Krispies, Just Right, All Bran, and Mini Wheats.
Basically the shitty cereals.
So,
let's be honest.
Those
here.
Are things, though.
Come on.
These are what people know, though.
They're boring
cereals. These are the ones that people know that they totally own. Okay. They also own Pop-Tarts, Eggo, Kashi, Cheez-It, and Nutri-Grain.
Oh, see, now they're on my list now.
So here's the thing, though. Kellogg's, of all these, they're not that big. They're pretty small size.
Cheez-Its are better than Cheez Nips, though.
That's, I don't think anyone's gonna debate that.
I've seen some losers argue against. Yeah, I know, it's weird.
So yeah, they have their small pie. It gets crazier as we go along. So General Mills, Cheerios, Lucky Charms, Chex, Golden Grahams, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Fiber One. They also own Pillsbury, Wanchi, Yoplait, and Häagen-Dazs.
Really.
As well as Hamburger Helper, Green Giant, Betty Crocker, Old El Paso, Valley Nature,
really?
And Bugles.
Jesus Christ. So that's a lot. Okay, see, when you describe Kellogg, their reach kind of just extended a bit out of breakfast.
Yeah.
That's a lot of different shit that you just listed.
So PepsiCo is an interesting one. So PepsiCo, they own the Quaker brand and the Yum brand. So Pepsi.
That's why you... Okay.
Well, Yum Brands owns A&W, Eastside Mario's, KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut.
I know this because when you watch Phantom Menace, it's the three planets.
So,
anyways, that's why whenever you go to those places, they always serve Pepsi.
Pepsi products, yeah.
Yeah.
Pepsi owns KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Weird. Weird that it's not Pizza Hut owning Pepsi. No. It's Pepsi owning Pizza.
So, they own Quaker, which is Life, Captain Crunch, Crispy Minis, Chewy, Harvest Crunch, and Aunt Jemima. So Pepsi owns all these things.
Chewy, I think, recently was bought out by Amazon, though.
So
I don't know.
Pepsi also owns Frito-Lay.
Makes sense.
So Ruffles, Lay's, Sun Chips, Tostitos, Rolled Gold, Doritos, Cracker Jacks, Miss Vicky's.
Really?
Cheetos, Sun Chips, all owned by them. Here are some other things directly with Pepsi. Pepsi, of course, Gatorade, Dole, Tropicana, AMP, which is AMP, Lipton, 7-Up, Aquafina, Mountain Dew, Sobe, Ocean Spray, Brisk, Miranda, Mug, and Rockstar. Yeah.
Wow.
They own all of that. So insane. That's PepsiCo. Coca-Cola, which we talked about last episode, oddly enough, their reach isn't as giant as Pepsi's.
And that's my curiosity, is do they need that big of a reach?
Probably not because of the soda division, but here's what they make. So, they own the Glassau brand.
Yeah, Glassau.
Which makes vitamin water and smart water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aquafina, I think, right?
Well, no.
Or is it Dasani?
No, it's Dasani. Okay. So, Coca-Cola Aero makes Dasani, Full Throttle, Powerade, Monster, Mellow Yellow, Nestea, Fanta, Barks, Fry, Alive, Fruitopia, Minute Maid, Mezzomix, Sprite. And Coca-Cola, of course.
I do like that they own Monster while Pepsi owns Rockstar.
Yes. Well, I mean...
They're always going to be...
They're market competitors, and that's why.
Yeah.
And same thing, Powerade, Gatorade, both companies own these things. I'll get into...
This is crazy.
Yeah, it's...
This isn't really an M&M's episode, but this is pretty... I mean, these are all big things in their respective fields, too. So I guess it kind of goes with the theme of what we're talking about.
So, Procter & Gamble. I'll go to Unilever. Okay.
Yeah, because I don't even know what that is.
Unilever. It's a company. It's similar to Mars, where no one knows what the fuck they make because they don't really...
It sounds like something that makes tools.
So, they make Skippy.
Oh, peanut butter.
Coleman's, Bovril, Hellman's.
What's Coleman? Oh, the mustard.
Yeah. Pot Noodle, Bertolli, Beckel, Imperial. That's butter. So a lot of spreads and toppings and shit.
Sauces, yeah, okay.
They also own Good Humor, Breyers, Popsicle, Fudge School, Ben & Jerry's, Klondike, Cornetto, and Magnum.
I would not believe that any of those ice cream products that you just mentioned were under one umbrella.
Ben & Jerry's, you know, the one that we're independent.
Yeah.
No.
The fuck?
They're not independent.
Cornetto, too?
Ben & Jerry's is under the same fucking company as Breyers. And Cornetto, and Klondike, and
Popsicle. So is that why we don't really get Cornettos, we get the other cones instead here?
Yeah. See, Ben & Jerry's is still managed.
So they just, they're just faces for the company then.
Yeah.
What the hell?
They also, okay, so they also own Salada, Red Rose, Lipton, and Venom Energy Drinks.
Okay. Teas and stuff. Okay.
So here's where it gets interesting. Dove Soap, Axe Body Spray, St. Ives Soap, Lever 2000, Suave, Q-Tex, and L'Oxima. All these body products.
Wow.
Alberto, Sunsilk, Salon Selectives, Thermasilk, Tresemme, and VO5. Yeah.
These guys, okay, their reach is crazier.
Q-tips, Vaseline, what? Comfort, Degree, Pons.
Okay.
Sunlight, Vim, Sun, Via, and Breeze. These are all cleaners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a close-up Pepsodent.
Okay.
I think it's a denture thing. All right, so Johnson & Johnson, that's a company...
Like shampoos and shit, right?
So they own Splenda.
Oh, okay.
Neutrogena. Oh, and by the way, because they own Splenda, they do business with everyone who makes soda.
Oh, my goodness.
Because most sodas are now have a Splenda variant, so...
Yeah.
Neutrogena, Clean & Clear, Aveeno, Lubriderm, Visine, Nizoral, One Touch. They own Band-Aid. They own Listerine, Reach, Johnson's Baby, Carefree, Stay Free, Nicorette, Nicoderm. They also own Tylenol, Reactine, Motrin, Pepcid, Sudafed, Imodium, Benadryl, Benylin, and Rolaids. So,
they basically own that one like aisle of the fucking market, basically. Where, wow.
So, let's go into Nestle now.
This is, okay, number one, Nestle makes water for some fucking reason.
Oh, and they do a lot of
evil shit. Oh, no, they're assholes.
They do a lot of evil shit.
Oh, I know.
For a while, Nestle actually had Sparklets. That was, yeah.
Yeah.
That was for a while.
And I know that...
And Dannon also had Sparklets, too. Yeah.
The guy that is head of that basically said that people should not have the right to free water.
Yeah.
Free water.
So
it's the one fucking thing that's free everywhere.
I'll do Procter & Gamble before I do Nestle.
Okay.
Okay, so Procter & Gamble, which we've all heard of. But no one really knows what they make. So, first, they make Pringles.
Okay.
So that's who makes Pringles. Okay.
Once you pop the phone, don't stop that one.
So the people who make Pringles also make Olay and CoverGirl and Clairol.
Olay the shampoo?
Yes.
Okay.
And the makeup. They make Lacoste and Boss and Hugo Boss.
Nazis.
No, like, they own Hugo Boss and Lacoste with the alligator. Yeah. Procter & Gamble owns these clothing things.
Wow.
Iams. Dawn.
Wait, I thought Iams was made by Mars?
No.
Oh, I'm confused now.
That's a different... It sounds similar. It's one of the...
Whatever. Anyways, yeah.
Okay. They also own Dawn, Tide, Bounce, Cascade, Gain, Cheer, Downy, Zest, Ivory, and Joy. You know all these, like, soaps that you think are competing against each other? No, they're all under the same company. Head & Shoulders, Herbal Essences, Pantene, Nice & Easy, Natural Instincts, Infusium. Again, all these shampoos and conditioners that are competing against each other are actually by the same company. Mr. Clean, Febreze, Swiffer, Puffs, Bounty,
and Comet.
They own also those. Again, a big thing with Procter & Gamble is all these companies...
Wait, did you say Tide and Mr. Clean?
Yes.
That's why they were able to pull that fucking shit off with the commercial. I thought, and I'm talking about Hop from Stranger Things invading every commercial. I just thought Mr. Clean's company was cool enough to let them use it.
Oh, no.
So it didn't even matter.
Gillette, Old Spice, Secret,
Bullshit. Tampax,
Always, Pampers, Charmin, and Cushelle. So,
Gillette and frickin' Old Spice are in cahoots?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And see, they're
not even in cahoots.
They own a big part of the tampon market for ladies' products.
Yeah.
And toilet paper market and the diaper market. They also own Crest, Oral-B, Scope, and Fixident.
Those are all competing brands. This is bullshit.
Pepto-Bismol, Vicks, and Metamucil.
Those are the things that my Mexican grandma would give me to make me feel better.
They also own Pure, which is the tap water thing.
Yeah.
Braun and Duracell. Now you're wondering why a lot of these, like the toothpaste things and different...
When they say, hey, buy three of these and get one of the other things free, it's by the same brand.
So that's...
Have you ever noticed when a company... let's say Kraft, and I think Kraft is on your list.
Oh, right? It is.
Oh, you know what? I'll bring up Kraft after you. Okay.
I'll do Kraft next.
Okay.
So Kraft, they're interesting. So they own a lot of overseas stuff like Toblerones, Milka, really? Orange, and Baker's. A lot of things people over here haven't heard of.
No one deserves.
But they also own Oreo, Teddy Grahams, Fig Newtons, Chips Ahoy.
They own Nabisco, basically.
And Fudgy O's.
You're saying they own Nabisco.
Yeah, essentially.
Wow.
They also own Nabisco's Kraft Dinner, Stovetop, Shake and Bake, Oscar Mayer, Magic, Clausen, Miss Christie's, Honey Clausen? Made, and Polio. Oh yeah, they own Clausen Pickles.
Clausen Pickles are awesome though.
And they also own Oscar Mayer. That's probably the biggest thing. They own the largest wiener company in the world.
We don't talk about wieners on this.
They own Sour Patch, Maynard's, Crispy Crunch, Caramel, Twirl, and Crunchy.
Philadelphia too, right? The cream cheese? Kraft, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, actually. Velveeta, Philadelphia, oh, Singles, wow. Cracker Barrel, Pit Quebec. Oh, they own Cracker Barrel. Yeah.
Not the restaurant.
No.
The cheese brand. It's weird that that's a...
They also own Trident, Clorette, Stride, Halls, Bubblicious, Chiclets, and Certs.
So,
and Dentine.
I wanted to bring this up. Kraft has a website, and I do this because I like to cook. I go on their website every now and then, and I look at recipes. They always mention the other products that they own whenever they say, oh, use Kraft. They don't say Kraft. Use Philadelphia cream cheese. Yeah. Use Cracker Barrel shit. And it's like, that's kind of weird that they do that. And now it's not weird. It's obvious.
So here's an interesting thing that's a little strange. So they own Cadbury. And a spinoff of Cadbury is Dr. Pepper and Snapple.
What?
Of ownership. Yeah, there's a weird history behind that. And because of that, Dr. Pepper and Snapple are technically also owned by other companies like A&W, which has a stake in it from Coca-Cola. Which is owned by Coca-Cola for its... Again, this is fucking weird.
It is
Welch's, weird. Snapple, Canada Dry, Sunkist, Squirt, Schweppes, Orangina, Hawaiian Punch, Mott's, Crush, and Clamato. All of these technically own Dr. Pepper and Snapple, while Cadbury does too. So some of these products are distributed through like Coca-Cola, which owns some of them as well. They also own Kool-Aid. Yeah, they own Kool-Aid. Del Monte, Capri Sun, Tang, Mr. Freeze, and Crystal Light.
Those are all 90s kids things that we drank as kids.
And Tang was competing against Kool-Aid for a while, but the truth, it was just a lie.
What? Those monkeys couldn't...
So, speaking of something we were talking about earlier with our friends, they own Triscuit. They own Ritz. They own Wheat Thins.
What? Okay, we have a group chat. You were saying
Triscuit is
way better than Wheat Thins, and that's true. If you disagree.
They also own Cheese Nips.
Oh, well, those suck too.
Ritz, Social Club, Planters, they own all those peanuts, the Mr. Peanut and all that.
Do they own Keebler?
I don't see that here.
Okay, then that's Nabisco, I think.
They own Nabisco.
Oh, sad. Fuck.
The
club crackers always reminded me of the Toll House crackers.
Yes.
And I just figured they're the same.
So, they also own Maxwell House, Nabob, Kenco, and Jacobs. They own Nestlé, Perrier, San Pellegrino, Poland Spring, Nestlé Pure Life, and Vittel. That's Nestlé I'm looking at. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
They own Mayo. They own Miracle Whip. They own Jell-O, they own Handy Snacks, they own Cheese Whiz, they own Cool Whip, they own Bullseye and A1.
See, this is too much power for one company.
Now that leaves us with Nestlé.
Okay, what do they have?
Nestlé has. So, as I said earlier, Perrier, Nestea, San Pellegrino, all these fancy waters.
Yeah.
They have Nescafe, Taster's Choice, Coffee Mate, and Nespresso. They also own Kit Kat, Arrow, O. Henry, Crunch, Coffee Crisp, Rolo, Smarties, Goobers. Oh, by the way, yeah, the Smarties we were talking about earlier, the real M&M's, the original M&M's, owned by Nestlé.
Are you sure they're not talking about the...
Nope.
Okay.
This is definitely the, yeah. Goobers, Butterfinger, Callie's, Turtles, Mac, Wonka, which They own Wonka,
that's
which
sad.
Which owns Nerds, Sweet Tarts, Laffy Taffy, Gobstopper, Stoppers, Bottle Caps, and Runts.
Charlie Bucket sold out, that piece of shit.
Of course, Nestle Ice Cream, Drumsticks, Parlor, Dryers.
Wow.
Mate, they own Dryers. Oh, Breyers is the other one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I got a computer. Yeah. I was like, what?
That's an actual computer.
They own Stouffer's.
What?
Delicio and Hot Pockets. Owned by Nestle.
That I did know about Hot Pockets, though.
They own Purina, Beneful, Cat, Purina Cat Chow, Dog Chow, Friskies, Fancy Feast, Felix, and Elpo.
Okay. All right.
They also own Power Bar, Carnation Milk. They own Gerber. They own Nesquik. And they own Chef Mate. They own L'Oreal, which also owns Garnier, Vicky, Biorhythm, The Body Shop, L'Oreal, Maybelline. And here's what's an interesting thing. They actually own Ralph Lauren, Giorgio Armani,
what?
Saint Laurent, Stella McCarthy, and Diesel.
Kevin Nash?
Yes, Kevin Nash. yeah, this... And this probably, what I'm listing, is just probably the tip of the iceberg.
Oh my god, I'm looking at this image right now of all these things. The shit? That looks like Grant Morrison's multiverse map.
10 companies own everything.
Pretty much everything, besides the small, little independent.
Now here's the thing about this map. I looked into this map. This only accounts for direct ownerships. Some of these companies listed have things they own, which in turn the Big Ten own. So a lot of independent things we see in stores that are supposed to be mom-and-pop things are actually owned by some of these ones.
Yeah, like Sabra's probably fucking owned by one of these.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
I'm just
bringing up Sabra because I'm like,
you go into a supermarket.
Yeah.
Usually everything you see is going to be produced by these 10 companies.
Or owned in some way, shape, or form.
No, it's still part of these 10 companies.
Yeah.
These 10 companies have a monopoly on the market. Like...
But it's disguised. I mean, is 10 enough to say it's not a monopoly?
Here's the funny thing, because when you look into it, a lot of these companies, they work together because they have certain deals about promoting certain things, or they use certain products from a product. They're all in business together.
Man, I thought Kraft just owned cheese.
Oh, no. Kraft is selling you fucking Kool-Aid, man. Triscuits.
Are they actually selling me Kool-Aid?
Yes.
Are they actually?
What do you mean? Yeah, Kool-Aid is by Kraft.
I thought you were making a metaphorical statement, not literally they are selling me Kool-Aid. Like,
it's interesting because, here's the bit. Hawaiian Punch and Kool-Aid are under the same fucking company.
They do kind of taste similar.
No, they don't. That's I don't know. This whole thing, I like.
Hawaiian Punch used to be a white dude. And I literally mean just pure white.
Those weren't antlers. That was a hat. I always thought those were antlers.
They aren't?
No. It's a hat.
What the fuck?
But that's the 10 companies. And here's the thing. There's smaller companies that aren't as big as these that are still pretty large.
Yes.
These are the 10 biggest companies, though, that produce all of this shit. Like, on our Coca-Cola episode, we didn't go into all the shit they own. And what's amazing is Coca-Cola is technically one of the smallest ones out of all of these.
Which is weird. Because we were talking about how big this monster Coca-Cola company is.
But that's the thing. When you're that known and powerful and known as the biggest company on Earth, you don't need all this shit.
It's weird.
You don't need...
And Pepsi is actually... So does that mean Pepsi is actually bigger than Coke then?
I mean,
on a technical level?
Technically, KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut alone, that's... pretty fucking... all the chips they make, Quaker... Like, Quaker fucking owns a lot of cereals and Aunt Jemima and, like...
What the shit?
And Captain Crunch. Yeah, it's nuts. And Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, and Unilever, that corner, P&G, Johnson & Johnson, and Unilever, they've cornered the whole, like, household cleaning and health market.
Mm-hmm.
Nestle, Kraft, and Mars, it's the sweet market, Pepsi and Coke.
Soda, obviously.
Yeah, and then Kellogg's with a few others, it's the cereal market. And General Mills, and Kellogg's are like, they own cereal. It's crazy. This is the actual truth about what's going on in our supermarket and like what is sold to us, the simple truth is we're buying products all made by the same people, but we have this illusion that...
I mean, it's not like it's a big controversy.
No, it's not. But the thing is, we're given the illusion that of choice.
Yeah.
When in reality...
They do taste different.
No, though, no, they do. Like... But the illusion of choice is that buy this one because this one isn't as good, or buy this because this one is going to be better because mm-hmm. it's better quality. When in reality, the truth is buy this one because if you don't buy that one, well, at least you're buying this one because we still make both.
Yeah.
No, these companies are not losing out on any money because everyone is buying their shit anyways. Competition seems to not really be a thing because if you don't buy one product from them that's competing with another product by a different company, well, at least you're buying another product over a product in another company that's similar to theirs.
There's competition, but it doesn't seem...
Competition just gets canceled out by the fact that everyone... has enough illusion of choice that they're yeah. that they're
thinking and these like, companies still work together, so it's not like they're trying to destroy each other.
Yeah, really. So like the idea that you go into a supermarket and you're like, well, I'm team this, I'm team that.
Yeah.
In reality, it's like I've seen people like when it comes to going back to Mars, people are like say like Twix or Bear and Snickers, and like and they're like, and people have talked about how the advertising is so much better, like this is such a better company. It's the same fucking what? Company. It's the same company.
That's weird.
The gum thing is what's even crazier to me because it's like when it comes to gum, you don't think that all these like Hubba Bubba and fucking Big Red are under the same thing as Juicy Fruit.
Yeah.
It's like the craziest thing though is like everything here makes sense to me except Mars having
all that weird pet shit is creepy.
A giant corner of the pet market.
That's weird.
Like.
But, I mean, I guess someone had to have it, but yeah. It's just weird that it's a fucking candy company.
And I think the funniest thing, though, is Procter & Gamble. They own all this, like, health stuff and, like, hygiene shit.
Yeah.
And then they own fucking Pringles out of nowhere. Like, Pringles is
yeah,
like,
I expected you to start naming other chips. And,
Pringles yeah. is the people who made... See, and that's the thing. If people knew that... If people knew the people who made Tide and Dawn and Mr. Clean and Bounty Tissues and Gillette and... tampons made Pringles, people would be like, "That's do I really want that?"
Like it's weird. It is weird. Like when you go shopping at the market, you keep your food away from your product cleaners yeah. and shit like that. And so it's weird to me that it's all see, coming.
And that's the thing. This idea of hiding, like who makes the products, is brilliant because it allows for false competition. Yeah. It allows for people to think. That they're involved in some amazing like way of choosing that they're actually like deciding like oh well this company I valued over that one I value this brand over this one when in reality it's like dude you're just they're the 10 companies like that's all you're like and so this brings up questions is there's always talks of mergers so if one of these eats another one
it's not really. It's well, just, it's well, always
no,
been...
No, then that company grows larger.
Oh, you're talking about one of the 10.
Yeah, because, oh. I mean, that is what kind of was... Well, it is kind of going on with, like, a lot of, like, the cable industry and shit like that.
Yeah, Disney.
And telecommunications yeah. industries. Disney also, like...
buying out a lot of Foxes.
Well, yeah. That deal hasn't been finalized. And that,
but it's kind of...
There's rumors about Comcast trying to buy Fox now.
What?
Yeah, but then also Sony might sell off their media division to Disney.
What?
That's a rumor too. Yeah. See, Teddy Roosevelt's a great man in some aspects. Most of, no, there's okay. There's
he was question. He was cool though, so people will forgive
in
a lot of that.
In terms of what he did for conservation, in terms of what he did yeah. for business,
forests.
Teddy Roosevelt is like the anti Donald Trump when it comes to business because. He was for heavy regulations. He was for busting up monopolies.
Yeah.
He was for the little guy, really.
He cared about the earth. You know.
Yeah, he was all about that shit. And it's kind of amazing where we are now in terms of that, where regulations are now seen as, oh, they're bad. Like, has anyone ever read The Fucking Jungle by Upton Sinclair? Well, do you know what happens when you don't have regulations?
You get dudes falling into meat vats.
You have little ass kids going to the fucking factories, getting their fingers cut off.
Oh, there's people that are saying that it should go back to that now too. So it's okay.
I don't want sausage and dudes in my sausage. Like that's what it leads to. Dude, pieces of dudes.
Yeah, sausages and dudes is a category in porn, probably.
I'm an M&M's plain chocolate center.
And I'm a roasted peanut.
And he's the M&M's candies man.
Who dunks M&M's?
Who dunks M&M's?
In chocolate, take a guess.
In chocolate, can you guess?
Who covers them in candy?
So there is no chocolate mess.
The M&M's man.
The M&M's man. The M&M's man. And he adds a lot of love to make it all taste good.
The milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
Some lady was drawing some dude eating out the green M&M.
Okay, we're not talking about that anymore.
So, but there's this other thing where the green M&M forces you to...
Okay, no, come on.
No, there's nothing sexual.